Yo, this is Corey with the World Is My Burrito podcast, aka Twimby, a personal project where I educate my listeners as I dive into various pop culture topics that alter the world around them, yet somehow fell to the wayside. Do you know who almost single-handedly created the manga industry of today? Which major world event changed the horror film industry as a whole? How did comics affect the world's perception of nuclear energy? Journey with me to learn some random stuff.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges because this is from a couple of years ago when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys. Here's to past Bill. Bye.
I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Slept the whole night through. Good morning to you, and you, and you, and you, and you. Merry Christmas, everyone. How's it all going, folks? It's going well-ish. Now, What's today's episode all about, people? Well, I've been playing Pokemon. Will I be playing Final Fantasy VII Materia Lockdown? No! I'm going back to the Final Fantasy Legend. Ding, ding. So let's do this properly, shall we? Let's do this properly, people. Ah, it's time. It's that time again for the final, the fantasy, the legend, the saga that is the saga of sagas, the Final Fantasy Legend. It's here. It's back. And as usual, I have to stop listening to that so I can play myself and go back to exactly where I was before. There we are. Hey. Yes. Oh, towering towers of towering pieces. Mother God. Don't just stand there. Keep looking. Right. Okay. I seem to be looking for someone. Yeah, I know. I get it. So, apologies. I kind of thought I'd recorded a section of this game, which I hadn't. So, here's a big catch-up for you guys. I had to basically... I left you. Where did I leave you? I was in the tower. I'd just done all of the continents, which is apparently the name of the town down at the very bottom. And I'd worked my way into the tower after collecting all of the king's armour and putting it on the statue of hero and helping kings have sex with eye monsters and stuff like that, you know? You know, classic fantasy stuff. And now, I've worked my way up the tower and I'm currently on level 10, which is like the cloud zone. But I'll get to that bit in a minute, because halfway up, so it seems to be like every fifth level you kind of enter a big new world. There are sort of mini worlds situated off of some of the floors. Like I found a floor which was just full of fish statues, which supplied me with X potions and a couple of battles. Yes, you heard me correct. I got to level 5. And I found a water world. Yes, the water world was a nightmare. Get out of my way. This guy's blocking my path. Right, yes. In the water world, people were doing stuff. God, that's awful. Right, yes, in the water world, there was a tunnel. And through those tunnels led to various different islands. And on those islands was nothing. I'm telling you, nothing, people. Now, I'd made the classic RPG mistake here. I had, very annoyingly, ignored rule one of RPG-ness, which is talk to everyone in town. I know, folks. I know, this is like, you're all screaming at me, going, what? You didn't talk to everyone in town? Kane in FF4 tells you to do that exact thing. He says walk around and talk to everybody. Oh, I know. I'm so sorry. And, yeah, really annoyingly, I got stuffed by this fact. And, oh man, this guy is just blocking my path and will not move. Yes, move. Oh no, now he's completely locked me in. Move backwards. Right, anyway, yeah, so these places went nowhere, but when you speak to people in town, you eventually find out the truth of the matter. And the truth is that there's a floating island. Yes! I didn't realise it. There's loads of little tiny islands everywhere. And one of them floats. You're supposed to get on said island and float off somewhere. Oh, man, do you know how annoying that is to find out? I eventually found this island and managed to make it to the next town. And then once I got to the next town, you know, they told me that's some old crazy dude. I went to some old crazy dude. And basically there's two... So, in order to open the magic doors of the tower, you have to have the sphere. So you're kind of supposed to complete a sub-quest, get a sphere, open the door, climb up a couple of towers, get to the next sub-quest. You know, that's the general consensus of the game. So, apparently there were two dragons holding orbs, and I had to combine the orbs to make a sphere. One was called Shenryu, and the other one was called Shenbubu or something. I think he's hurt himself. But yes, so I talk to this old man who tells me that I need to get an air seed so I can breathe underwater. Hey, see where this is going, folks? I've got a floating island so I can go across all the water in the water world. And I now need an air seed so I can breathe underwater in the water world. Aha. So I go underwater, I do a little bit of exploration. I find a castle, I invade the castle, and I find a room filled with orbs. Haha. I check an orb, I get into a random encounter. I check an orb. I get into a random encounter. I check an orb. I get into a random encounter. I check a guide. It's the third one from the top. So, this room is huge. There was probably about... it's probably like 10 by 10, so maybe like 100 orbs or something. I wasn't going to go for 100 encounters. Yes, but yeah, if you go sort of like third down and third across in the top right-hand corner, it's there-ish. Yes, and I got this orb, and then Shenryu turned up. And he was like, hey man, you're touching my ball. Touching my balls, man. So he was very unhappy with me, touching his balls and all that. So he started a fight with me. And I kicked his ass, yes. I'm becoming quite powerful. But yes, kicked his ass, got his orb, and then I had to go find the second orb. So I went back to the crazy old man upstairs, on the not underwater part of the level. And he informed me that... he gave me a riddle, basically, which is like, the cost of three longs and one potion and all this crap. Basically, you had to add up how much that stuff costs and then buy the item that costs exactly that amount. And it was like a piece of gold armour. It was like randomly priced at £998 in the shop. You buy that gold armour, you go talk to the old man, and he gives you this second orb to make the sphere. So, it doesn't really explain it, but I think the old man may have been the second dragon. Just like in disguise or some crap. Oh, he's not talking to me. Yes. And so that was it. I combined the spheres. I combined the orbs to make the magic sphere to open the next level so I can go up the next 10 steps. I went up 10 steps. Thankfully, Bill and Tora. Tora is now currently an Iron Man. Let me have a look at her stats for you guys because I'm sure you're all very, very keen on this fact. let's get to ability. Bill's mutant, he's currently at 481 HP, and Tora is currently at 551. She knows kick, bash, flame, and gas. She's also got change in damage, but I'm not really sure what they do. I think they're some sort of like sub abilities. But yeah, she's got 84 strength as an Iron Man, which is absolute bestial. I was very happy with this upgrade. I think I got this upgrade after eating a Medusa meat. But yes, I'm very, very happy with her at the moment. Tora is currently an absolute powerhouse. I've kind of started the next bit of the quest. So I've got up to floor 10 and I've entered Cloud Zone, which is where I am now. I was told Kenbu or something. I don't know, these boss names are really confusing. but yes, some sort of giant fox-like creature. You can get an audience with him if you become a guard. So I went into the pub, I beat up a guard, you know, because that's the way you become a guard, is by beating up one of the other guards and proving you're stronger than them. Makes perfect sense. and then I've been thrown into this mission. So I'm in this sort of cloud world, and I seem to be climbing up this tower. And there's no random encounters, so you haven't just been listening to this music for no reason, folks. There is a reason. Haha, there's always a reason. Don't just stand and keep looking. And this place is full of guards. Basically, this guy said, okay, you can become one of my guards, but you have to prove yourself and find, I think it was Jessica? I don't know, it was all very abrupt. So I'm now climbing this huge tower. Again, there's no random encounters, which is kind of strange. It seems like the perfect place to have random encounters, but they're not. It's just full of guards. I'm getting higher and higher into this cloud tower. Don't just stand there. Keep looking. Oh, right, there's a door and a place to go. This is the first time the path split. Let's have a look in the door. So here we go, in the door. And there's a big guy here. Don't double cross me. Don't double cross me. Right, so this is the Ken Boo bloke. He does look like a giant fox. And I can't get to the treasure behind him, so this is weird. Why is he halfway up this tower after I've just climbed the whole fucking thing? No, get out of my way. Oh man, these guards are so annoying. Their AI keeps making them stand. Because there's quite often just a single path in this game. Right, I seem to be crossing some sort of bridge across the clouds. Again, this game is, for a Game Boy game, it's very beautiful. And now there's just a magic door floating on some stairs in the clouds. It's locked. Oh my god. You've got to be kidding me, right? What? Where is she? No, wait, hang on. This is one of the things where I have to use a key. Have I got a key? I did have a key earlier, didn't I? Right, okay, yeah. Well, that's where I'm up to, folks. Item. X potion, peanut, grenade, needle, potion, sphere. Let's try one with spheres. Okay, that made a flashing noise. It's still locked. Yeah, it's still locked. Let's try the other sphere, yeah? Item! Into my spheres. Let's try the white sphere. That's still locked. Bugger. Right. So, I'm wondering, is Jessica one of these guards? Don't just stand there, keep looking. That's the only thing I can imagine, because I haven't spoken to them all. Don't just stand there, keep looking. But Shen Bu. Don't double cross me. Alright, okay. Shen Bu? Right, I've got to find out this guy's name. Right, well, at least I was able to give you guys a nice update on what's going on. Well, I seem to be in a position where I've just got to explore this bloody castle thing over and over again. Maybe I should have spoken to more people in town? I'm pretty sure I spoke to everybody in town. I did just kind of wander into the pub and end up here. Don't stand there, keep looking. Don't stand there, keep looking. Yeah, man. Oh, hang on. Is this the way I came in? Yeah, this is the way I came in. Don't just stand there, keep looking. Yeah, there's a common thing to what these people say. Don't just stand there, keep looking. Okay, I'm looking. I'm looking, guys. Don't just stand there, keep looking. Oh, man, I'm going to get all the way back to all these guards. No one is going to be Jessica. Who is Jessica? Who are you, Jessica? You stand there, keep looking. I am bloody looking. Ass hats. Right, now we can go from here back inside. I just stand there, keep looking. I am looking. Oh my god. This. Stop crossing my path! This is going to prove very tedious and frustrating. Oh my god. Right, well, I'm approaching my train station, folks. So I'm gonna call this a quizzle nizzle for now, and say fuck you, Jessica, you asshat. Where the fuck have you gone? Why the hell have I had to climb a stupid fucking tower to do these fucking guards for no apparent fucking reason? Damn it! Ah, don't just stand there, keep looking. Ah, why don't they mix it up a little bit? Just a tiny bit. Don't just stand there, keep looking. Keep looking. I'm looking. For God's sakes, I'm fucking looking. Okay. These games, man. So dumped me in this tower, but she's not in the tower? Like, what the hell? I think I'm nearly at the exit anyway. Oh, I can get select. I'm just standing there, keep looking.
Don't just stand there, keep on looking. Oh god, these two guys are blocking my way. Don't just stand there, keep looking.
Right, okay. Okay, I'm at the entrance, people. Just having a quick look to the right. Or the left, there's nothing there. Right. If I knew my left and right, that'd be helpful. Right, so okay, let's go back over this bridge. And, okay, there's the castle, which I was just on. Oh, I've got a cool, funky airship. How'd I get that? That was not explained at any point in time. Hey, random encounters. It's a garlic. Oh man, mirror. Fuck's sake, Bill. Oh, Bill is currently full of useless stuff. That's really annoying. Right, I really need to upgrade some of my characters. 16 damage. Kick. Yeah, garlic's beat. Good one. The meat of garlic. Yeah, I'll leave that later. I'm in the train station. Anyway, this is good. Let's see if it's done.
Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Something you can't explain. But you feel it. You've felt it your entire life. You don't know who we are, but we're there. Like a worm in your ears, driving you mad. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you, even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work, when driving the deserted roads. You have been blinded from the truth. Like everyone else, you are retained in a prison for your mind. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself. The Podcasters Assemble executable code is a production of the We Can Make This Work, probably, network.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.